Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
It's estimated there are at least 150,000 homeless people in California, and that number seems to be growing all the time. 72% of that homeless population lacks any sufficient shelter or homeless encampments. Many homeless have mental health issues or are addicted to drugs or alcohol or suffer from a combination of these issues. So are leaders of California focusing on these issues? Apparently not, given the latest effort of California's governor to focus on illegal aliens. You heard it right. The so-called Golden State is already home to the largest population of illegal aliens in the United States. The state accounts for approximately 1 in 5 of the nation's estimated illegals. Last year, Newsom and his radical left-wing allies made California the first state in the country to provide full taxpayer-funded healthcare to illegals. Now that added more than 130,000 low-income migrants aged 25 and younger to the plan. Now Newsom plans to expand California healthcare coverage to more of California's illegal aliens than ever before. He plans to use some of the state's rainy day cash on full healthcare coverage for illegals who are 65 and older. Yes, full healthcare coverage. So what does this say about the priorities of the nation's most populous state? More and more middle-class Californians are leaving their home for greener pastures in other states. Nearly half of those who live in San Francisco, the one-time beautiful city by the bay, have declared themselves open to the idea of leaving the state. It's just not the place families are choosing to raise children. Condos are priced from $500,000, and that means it's out of range for most first-time house buyers. If you do get a place, you'll have to navigate around the homeless and their excrement and the used needles that number in the tens of thousands. So if California was truly concerned about the quality of life in the state, the leaders would address the most obvious problem area. But Gavin Newsom has long championed the cause of illegal aliens. He warned illegal residents within the state to know their rights as national immigration and customs enforcement raids occurred last summer. So why should we be concerned about this issue here in Nevada? There are political activists in the Silver State who look to California as the bellwether of what might lie ahead for other surrounding states. After all, if it can happen in California, why can't it happen here in Nevada? Well, first of all, Governor Sisolak is no Gavin Newsom. That's the good news. But left-wing activists are emboldened every time a progressive idea is implemented anywhere in the United States. With the state of California all but legalizing every walk of life for illegal aliens, it might seem to some to be the next step as to what should occur here. Well, let's be clear. If someone is in need of emergency health care, they should never be turned away. If it's a matter of life and death, compassion has got to be shown to that person. But if someone is illegally in the United States, if they've broken the law to gain entry, they cannot be rewarded with the benefits someone would access if they were either born here or came here through the legal process. Rewarding illegals for illegal behavior sends the message that you don't have to follow the laws of the land. It sends the message that if you skirt the law and don't get caught, there might be a reward for you down the line. That is the message California is sending to their illegal aliens and any others who want to come to this country illegally. Nevada has got to stand up to those who would want to emulate California and say, no thank you, not in our state. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.